we've done brilliantly to get him in the first place. You know, we did pretty well to get him last year, and we did brilliantly in the summer to persuade him and Palace and his agent that he should come here. And we tried as hard as we could then to get it for the whole season, and we understood why, you know, we were the only party of the three that really wanted that to happen. And, you know, I'm asked the question often, I'm pretty relaxed by it because it's going to be out of our hands. We will do everything we can and are doing everything we can to keep Kwezi. I regularly speak to his agent. However, you know, the speculation that says there's Championship club and League One clubs trying to buy him. Well, if that's the case, we're out of the equation. So we have to plan for life without Kwezi after January. We appreciate everything he's done for us. He's been a fantastic player for our football club twice now. I think the club means a lot to him. You know, he was here in the semi-final when we played Halifax, and he was at Wembley in our dressing room. And he's given the supporters and the staff and the players and himself, you know, he'll go down as a real favourite with everybody at the football club. So, you know, it's going to be out of our hands. That's the simple answer. You know, it's going to be out of our hands because we're not going to have the money that people are talking about if that happens. We'll try. We'll do everything we can to try. But equally, as you'd expect, we'll plan as though he's not. We've already made an acquisition with young Jordan Chidozie. We've already agreed a contract, and Rory Gaffney's ready to start at the beginning of January. We've got one or two other irons in the fire. And we know that, you know, in an ideal world, we'd keep Kwezi. But football's football. And we'll react to whatever happens in January in the best way we can.